And das teivav mit beis akala ifeches es ponel. We heard in the Mishnah that akala is b'shas she eats the korban pesach hifeches es ponel v'icheles. She turns around and eats. And Rashi said in the Mishnah that ayidei afiches ponim it becomes tuchaburis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no psul if one korban pesach is eaten through two chaburis. My time, Oma Rabchiye bar Abe, Oma Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei shehi boisho. Because she's embarrassed. Zot Rashi, my time, lomo lo lahafech poneho. Why is she turning her face? Umay urche bohochi. It seems like this is the normal procedure. Mibnei she boishe leche le'enei ha'anoshim. She's embarrassed to eat le'enei ha'anoshim al yedei shemistaklim bo. So the kutim in Mishnayis explain Rashi as follows. That, first of all, the whole mistaklin bo is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Anoshim are only permitted to be mistakl betachshiteho. Stoma that's mechavav her al bailo, but they're not permitted to be mistakl bo, but the mistakl betachshiteho. So he says pshat m'rashi as follows: A yedei she mistaklin bo todur mipnei shehi kalo. Umutal istakel betachshitel, osu lehistakel bonamik shehamachel befio. So the kozman they're being mistakel at her when she's not eating, it doesn't bother her. But the din is that one should not stare at someone while he's eating. So lemaise, she's afraid that since they're being mistakel betachshiteo, osu listakel bonamik shehamachel befiyo, that's the al yedei. Ibnei shehi boisho lechel le'enei ha'anosh meidei shemistaklim bo, so she's afraid they're looking at her while she's eating also, so that's why she turns her face. Zoktaisvis, akala oifeches poneo, itzach lashminon, So Rashi spoke about that it becomes two chaburis. That alone, that she's not sitting together with the other people, she's turning around, that makes it two chaburis. And we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that two chaburis amuta. The Pesach is permitted to be eaten to betucha buris. So Bataisva says the chiddush of the Mishnah is that sitting in one place and turning around, facing the people and not facing the people, does not make it to mekaymis. That lemaisa will be one moke. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's lachashminid lechashminin kishtei mekaymis afo pisha ochla mitzasude v'loi hafichas poneho. Inami kamash melon, techayeves lafech ponel kidiyama bigmore kalotnam. Verkehrt that the Mishnah is not telling us hilchas kolben pesach, hilchas snias. That a kala should be mahapech ponel kolben pesach, it's tuk chaburis and we hold tuk chaburis as mutter. But it's coming to tell us that verkehrt mishum snias, a kala should turn around. Now we're going to have a very interesting Gemara. Rav Huna bereide Rav Nosson ikla lebei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. He visited Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Omru lei, ma shimcha, what's your name? Omru lehu Rav Huna. Omru neisev mar apuya, you should go and sit on the bed. There were different mekaymes of yeshiva. The poshita people were sitting agabi karke and asafsol. They were mechabedim to sit on the bed. Yosef, so he sat on the bed. Yovulei kasa, they gave him a kois. Kablei bechad zimne, he accepted it. He wasn't mesarev. They gave him a kois. He took it. Bishoshye betrei zimne, and he drank it out in two gulps. Vulei ahader ape, and when he was drinking, he was facing them. He didn't turn around. Amrulei. My time karisa lecha Rav Huna. We asked you what your name is. We didn't ask you what your title is. We asked you what your name is. Why do you say karisa lecha? My time karisa lecha Rav Huna. Amalahu bal Hashem ani. I'm a bal Hashem. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yosef umite mekoim hesef chshuvim. That's where the chshuvim sit. Vaktanim yosh magavi safsolim. Benoyik atzmei bechshivis. He ate on the mita, which is a psadov choshev. Kible bechad zibne v'loy soriv at sheyivtzuru boy. He accepted it. By the way, they gave him a kois. He drank from the kois. B'shoshye b'trei zibne. Hipsik boy, he was mafsik between one gulp and the other gulp. Lehader ape litzad ache elo shoso leineim. He was shoso leineim. He didn't turn around. They asked him, "Why did you say your name is Rav Huna?" Bal Hashem ano mikapnusi kach koyrim li Rav Huna. From my younger years, they call me Rav Huna. There's a beautiful pshat in the Lakuti Basa. Lakuti brings from the Peres Yosef. He says as follows, that the Rishonim say, if an old, the Rabbi Nechananel says, a person who had smicha was called Rav. It was an ismach. Someone who was more than a musmach was called Rebbe. That was a bigger title. The Godel Mirabon Shmoy. Someone who was bigger than a Rebbe, they didn't give any title. The Godel Mirabon Shmoy. That's why you say Shammai, Hillel. They didn't call him Rav Shammai, Rav Hillel. That Godel Mirabon Shmoy. So Memele, they asked him what his name was. So Emerson, he was a Godel Mirabon Shmoy. They bring a Gemara Baba Basa, Hune Bar Rav Nosson Take. They asked him what his name was, so he didn't want to tell them Hune. They told them Rav Hune. Now they took it als Gaive. They took it out. Why do you have to say your title? Rav Hune. So he said, Bal Hashem Ano. So it could be he says Pshat, Bal Hashem Ano. Ich bin Godel, me Rabon Shmoy. Beruf me Take Gornish. Godel Mirabon Shmoy, Bal Hashem Ano. I didn't want to tell you that. I told you, Mikatnusi kach koyren li Rav Huna. In my younger years, they called me Rav Huna. So the Mela, I told you Rav Huna. But I didn't tell you Rav Huna als Covid verkehrt. I want als Anivis, I told you Rav Huna. Bal Hashem Ano, Godel Mirabon Shmoy. That verkehrt, Achmed ben Yehuda asked, they asked him about everything he did. But Pshat is, first he said he was Rav Huna, so Memele, no, he's a Rav Fartik. But then they saw all the modern things he did, so Memele, that's why they held Shishtim Nisht mit the Rav Euchnisht. That's why they started asking him all the other things. Ki amrulach. My time ki amrulach neise vapurye yosves. Why did you sit on the bed? That's derech schoro, gedule. My time ki amrulach. So he answered them, amalu koma sheyemulacha balabayis hasei. Okay, the Zachir, what the Balabai says, Dachmeton, you told me to sit in a mokim mechubet, I sat in a mokim mechubet. My time ki yovi loch kase kablis b'chad zimne. Why did you accept it right away? Amaluhu misalvin lekotn v'ein misalvin legodl. So if I kept yogdoilim, so you gave me, so I took it, I accepted it, I didn't want to be misarev. My time ashtisei betrei zimne, why did you drink it in two gulps? Amaluhu disanye hashoise kois bebas achas, areize gargeron. To drink out a kois in one gulp, that's a gargeron. Shnayim derech eretz, shloishal migase yaruah. So if I kept, that's the loche. My time lo yahadres apoch. Why didn't you turn around b'shas you were drinking? Why did you drink in front of everyone? Omalohu kalo hifeches ponetnan. The Mishnah says that tafka didn't buy a kala. But a zocher, there's no such din of tzniyis that he has to turn around. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi ikla l'bei Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Yosi ben lekunye. Yovulei kase, they gave him a kois, koblei bechad zimne, vishosye bechad zimne, but he drank it out in one go. Omrulei, so they asked him, lei sovo lomar hasheise koisei bebasacha sareze galgeron. Omalohu, so he answered them, lei omri bekoisach kotten. It matters, first of all, the size of a kois that you give. Number one. Your kais wasn't a briske shir, it was a small kais. Number two, the yenach mosik, it was very geschmack. And number three, your crazy rechova, and he was a psastout person, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. So memele, the din of to drink it, and shtei pa'omim, that stuff gets relative. It matters the size of the kais and the size of the shoise. And the geschmackite of the yain. Zot Rashi. My time ki omri loch tiv apuye eisivas, v'lo yoshaft al gabi kalke, v'lo yal gabi safso, hochi boile, you should have done this, shlei hoyim in hogam kach, the minig was not to be an apuye, utmilu, so it was So was that at the time by then? I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, when they told him to sit on the bed, so did they mean it or didn't they mean it? I mean, if they didn't mean it, so was it the Komashim Abalabayis Hasei? I mean, they didn't mean it. It wasn't said that they didn't, they should have taken it with a grain of salt. They didn't mean it. And if they did mean it, so what are they asking? They meant it. Rashi says by light, Hinei atem adoinim li acher she'avartem olai. It seems that light tainit that alone, that's what you're an oirich by me, that makes that you're an odin for me. We see how loit, so lemaise verkehrt, mitzad vechiva bachnosses oichem, they felt obligated to give him the most mechubedike mokim in the bayis, that he should sit on the bed. But there was a taina, but you, als, you shouldn't have been mekabelit, als anivis, als, that's our chiyuv, but your chiyuv is fakert, you shouldn't accept this covet. He said, and he told them fakert, is that din kol mashayema balabayis asay, fakert, I'm, my chiyuv is to listen to what you have to say. And if you hold that I should sit on the bed, some amel fakert, I'm a chiyuv to listen to you. Kol ma she'em ucho balabayis asei, zutrashi masnisi b'meseches derech eretz tzabaraisa. Misarvin lekotn, melekabel dvorov ad she'yaf tzirboi. That means you don't listen to Hakatan right away. Till he's matzah, he beseeches you that you should do this. Hey, misavim legodl shekein b'malachim shomru l'avrom kein tase b'lei silvo boi l'lei tomu ki b'choyd nolim ad v'ayivtzar bom miyoy. Kalo yifeches poneo tnan b'in derech ish lafech pono. Abishmo b'rab yoysi k'chei seirachov avoy k'demrinin b'asoycher esa poyale. Let us see Taisvis. Ein misalvin legodl. So this was on the second taina. He says on the second taina why he drank right away. So he answered them ein misalvin legodl. On the first taina why he ate in why he sat down on the bed, that he didn't say this klal. The Tosfos amai di yosef apuya leshach lemeima mishum de misalvin. That's not a legitimate reason. The yeshivas purye dovor gasos usrohu v'loy hoyoloy leishev. This lemaise, he shouldn't have done this. V'loy hoyoloy leishev. He lav mishum kol ma sheyemer balabayis asay. This doesn't. Ein mesavin legodol is davke if it's something was. Tzroyle kabel, but this is a gases sedos shore. This lemaise is this al tahalach of ein mesavin legodl. It would not be sufficient. So therefore, he told them al koma sheyema balabayis asay. The Shaila is, Taisvah says that Ein Misalvin is not a reason for sitting on a Puria. So therefore he had to say, Kol ma sheyema balabayis asay. So the Shaila is, why when they asked him, why was he mekabel the kais right away? So why didn't he answer them, Kol ma sheyema balabayis asay? That's the Marsha's kasha. The Marsha asks, okay, it seems koma she'ema balabayis is a bigger machayev. Azeva istachoyis. That means that's ein misavon legodol, he should not have sat down on the bed. But else koma she'ema balabayis is, he has to listen, party. So memele, so the Marsha asks, why didn't he answer them on the second kasha? Why did he say now a psanu lomdes of ein misalvin legod? That's the Marsha's kasha. The Marsha answered that the halacha of kol mashiyem alecho balabayis is a beraisa. That hilchas derech eretz. The halacha of ein misalvin legodl is a din. We learn it out from a posik. We learn about misalvin lekotn vein misalvin legodol. This is a greater mechayev. That means, so therefore he told them that which I wasn't, I accepted it right away. This is medina. This is mehilchas derech eretz. This is a halacha that ain misalvin legodol. That's why he told them a different reason why he was mekabel the kois. So the rishash asks on the marsha, so that's good why he answered them a different eretz. But the shaila is, why did they ask him? If they knew already the svara of kol mashiyem balabayis hasei, so memela they gave him the kais, and memela he had to drink the kais. That's the rishash's kasha. The rishash wants to say on this kasha that very interesting. Kol mashiyem balabayis lecha hasei, that is dafk if there was an amira. It says by the kois that by the puria they told him amrula they told them neisev apuria they told him he should sit neis amru neisev mara puria there's a din amire there's a din kol mashiyema balabayis asay by the kois it didn't say yovu leikase so there's no din amire so then there's no din kol mashiyema balabayis but al salocha be mesarvin legodlu. That's why he was not Mavza. Ben Yehuda wants to tell you, it could be, we don't know who the Yovule was. Could be the Omru was the Balabos, and the Yovule was not the Balabos. Meila Bechlali couldn't tell them, Kol Mashi Yema Balabai is Hasei. Zog de Gemara weiter. Now we have here a sosom dike Gemara, which is a machlokes a rishonim hatalem shat in the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna, b'nei chabure, nichnosim b'shloyshe b'yoytzin afilu b'echot. Zog de Rashi, b'nei chabure, lav b'pesach koi. Not speaking about a Korban Pesach. It's speaking about that you had a chabura of anoshim, five people, six people, and they hired a waiter to be mishamish them. Now the shaila is, some of them came early, they want to sit down and eat, and the others aren't here yet. So what does the waiter have to do? This is the Chayshim Mishpati Kishayla. And the two are here now, or he has to start serving them, then the others will come or start serving them, or maybe he'll tell them, let's wait till more people come. So B, I won't have to be matrich myself so much. So b'nei chabure nichnosim b'shloisha. So Rashi, b'nei chabure shamish, hamishamish b'sudosom, is nichnosim b'shloisha lohosif. So three come in, then he has to start working. He has to start serving them already. The Ravid says, because three is achshivas of zimun. Bimbo yochid oishnayim veisebu, ein ala shamish l'shamish alayu. He tells the wait, Rabbi, I don't have to be mishamish each one. So that's in Hilchis Knesa, when he has to start serving them. Nichnosim b'shloisha. V'yoytzim, Rashi's girs is, be'echot echot. Kol mi shesiyam achilosai kaidim, im bo'lot seis yotze. He leaves already. V'yaf al pi shekoshe l'shameis l'shoreis ha'yechidim anishorim. Now they're left over yechidim. Af al pi kein, is mechuyev to be mishamish the yechidim. Oma Rabbe, Buhu da'ayel be'idne derigili le'meyel, Buhu derogesh buhu da'ayle. Buhu da'ayli be'idne da'ayle inshi. So Loshna of Rashi here is very shver. L'chayre, this is going on something else. But let us see what Rashi says further. Boshet buhu da'ayli be'idne da'ayle inshi. L'chayre is going on, and that's what we said, if three of the Bnei Chabura are here already, is Mechuyev to start serving. So this is speaking about V'hudayli b'idne d'rgilu l'meil. Not that they came, what's it, is a zman of when supper is served, a normal zman. So they came in a normal time. If they come early, it's not Mechuyev to start serving them. That's L'chayre b'shad V'hudayli b'idne d'rgilu l'meil. And Rashi says, that's the lashon of Vudaili Bidne Daili Inshi. Now Rashi is going on the Achronim. We said V'yoytzin Be'echod Echod, and he's Mechuyev to serve the Yechidim, who came later. So he says, She'ein Ha'achrin Marich Yoyser Mishas Sudas Ha'achrin. That the achronim are not marich mishas sudas achayim. That means even though the achronim are eating, because they came later, so they're eating. They're not marich yoyser mishas sudas achayim. Each one, the sudas taking an hour. This one started 8 o'clock, so he's finished by 9. The others came a quarter to 9, so v'shteitzach, they'll be finished a quarter to 10. The gam, but this doesn't go l'chayre to this Dibur HaMasel. The gam b'knisoson, now this goes to the Dibur HaMasel. The gam b'knisoson l'yemaru l'hosi. Now the first three that come, they shouldn't come earlier. כדי לאחר השמש עד גמר שעשוד את, not that, that they're coming earlier, that, that he'll have to stay עד זמן גמר שעשוד את. But they also come בשעס סוד את. והוא דאיילי, באידנה דאיילי אינשי, so even though it will come out that it's not convenient for the shamish, as long as there's three that are mukhin to start eating, the mameli is to start serving, and even though this will eventually mean that they'll have to be mishamish yechidim. Vohu derogish vohu daila. Shehoidiyu l'shamish, shezeh dalkon lotzei, echad echad, they told him before, daila l'shamish, so be. He's aware of it. Shaydiyu l'shamish is a dalkam lotzeit echad echad, shetayichu l'loy l'shamish echidim. So they told him this, that this might occur. Oma ravine, v'noisnin schar domin, v'tzorich ha'achin l'hoisiv domin. That the achin, though, is m'chusach lach l'hoisiv domin l'shamish. They gave the normal, there's two shailas over here. I mean, after the opmach, is he mechuyev to be mishamish them, even though it involves tichet. So that's what he said till now. Who the, if they were maybe him, that, sheidiyu l'shem shezeh da'akim lotzis echad echad, and he was aware of it. Rabina says, but it's also understood that the achen has to be ma'isir domit, since the ma'isir involves more tichin. Mitzad the shamish is mechuyev to do it, but mitzad the achen he has to pay for these extra services. The Gemara says, "V'las hulchas ekevosei." We don't paskin like Rabina, so the achen doesn't have to give any domim also, as long as he's aware that this is their seder. Mamela is mechuyev to do it for the same amount of seeds. That is how Rashi learned Pshat and the Gemara. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Pesach. The Tosfos Nichnasim beGimel Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, and Chananel learns a whole different Pshat in the Gemara. Chabure shenimnu al haPesach. Ubo mitzas mehem be'eish shederech ne'odom lechus. They came, you have 15 people on the Kolben Pesach, and mitzas mehem came, three of them came, two of them came. They're ready to eat the Kolben Pesach. V'shogru hadaylo perish shamish lechapis acheya. They also did this. They sent a shliach that he should go and look where's the rest of the chabura. What are they doing? The loimotzo. He couldn't find it. So now we have here a roasting kolben pesach. These people want to start eating the kolben pesach. Yenna halzach and listen to the isha amdo. Who knows where they are? But al kaponim eistin. So what happens now? They twiddle their thumbs and they want to say halal before chatzos. But the Yema Kolben Pesach and Yema Chabura, what happens over here? So the law is as follows. In this Kapsu, Rak Shloisho, if three from the Chabura came, Oichlun is a Pesach. So we have already a quorum. We start eating the Kolben Pesach. Be'ein aleihem lahantim achi yavoyu kulam. Neflebedik. You don't have to be careful. Achsam the Meiri says that Shlibo Bakizayis for the other 12, but Al Kaponim, but they can have 11. They can have 11 at the time. We were here with three. We sent a shliach for you, and you're not around. It's a good talk. That is Abul Pachas Mishloi Shaloi. Of less than three, they have to start twiddling their thumbs and wait till ultimately Shloi Shaloi comes. Havelim hoyu mikubotzen yachat v'yotzu. What happens the other way around? They all were together. V'yotzu. And then a very,
Reuven the Chabura heard that the Rebbe came to the Halpach Yobai Veisham, that the one is he was to Tzergodon, when he's Achru, and they're not coming back. They sat down already, and then they left. Vahodabu Daila Veloi Motzon, and again they sent out the Shamash to look for them, you can't find them. Afilu Loi Nisha Rak Echad Mehem, Ein Tzorich Lamsen, but there's only one left over. He don't need three already. They all were here, and then they decided to go out and then see what's Tutzach Dogen. So Memele, this Yochid, if it was only one, in Tzorich Lahamtin, Kimin Shahoyu Sham Viyotz. They were there already, they saw him, they know he's ready to eat, and they left. That's their peckle already. He's not Mechuyev to wait anymore, and he can have, and he can eat the Kolben Pesach. Omar Ravine Vinoisin Domim Ha'oichul Pesach. Mit Ravine Enachanam. So listen, he's eating the whole Kolben Pesach, he has to pay for it. Even he became a money on the Kolben Pesach, he didn't pay for a whole Kolben. Now he's ending up with a bargain. The last, Ulchesikibosis. Vahani Mili Da'ol Be'idne Da'ili Inchi, Vahodobo Udaile. Again, this was the man already to say eat. And they sent Shamish to look for them. He couldn't find it from the mail, then he's permitted to eat the Kolben Pesach. Hodron Aloch Keset Soila. Zot the Mishnah. Ha'isha Bizman Shehi Bebeis Bailo. Shochat Oleho Bailo. Bishochat Oleho Ovio. Lamaise, let us learn the Mishnah according to Rashi. It is speaking about an Isha that her husband is shechting a Kolben Pesach, her father is shechting a Kolben Pesach, and we don't know in which Kolben she's merutze to be a moniyam, and we need her ritzui. Is this man shehi beveiz bailo? This Rashi says pshat, according to the Gemara, speaking about two tznoi. Tznoi number one, she never was rodu loleches lebeis aviyo. See this clause on the Gemara. She never, after the marriage, she didn't run too much to visit her parents. And number two, this is not the first regel after the chasana. And Lamaise, both people shecht a Kolben Pesach for her. And the shaila is, which one, she's not be a money on one Kolben Pesach. Which one is she merutze to be a money on? Is this man shehi beveiz bailo, shochat aleho bailo, v'shochat aleho avio, toichal mishel bailo. So I say, mistome, she's niche, to be beveiz avio, to beveiz bailo. I mean, she's mistome, she's niche, to eat, to be amonui on the kolben of a husband. Let us see what Rashi says, aisha toichal mishel bailo, the misoma gaito limones al shal baila, kos man shaloi bilsha shiye dato bishalovia. So even though, theoretically, she has two opportunities, she can be either a monoi on her father's kolben or on her husband's kolben, but I assume misoma she's nichet to be on her husband's kolben. Shaila is if we geirish b'chal holcha the chodesh has to be Rashi wasn't geirish holcha. Regal orishin, lasa is b'vei oregal orishin, so Rashi says, kach derech hanesueis loleches lebei tavim regal orishin shach hanesuein. Regal orishin normally they used to go to the father. Now, Shochet aleho aviyo, v'shochet aleho bailo, toichal b'mokem shehi roitze. So here is the topic already. There's no mistomet. By the regular reason, we don't know with which kolben she's niche to be a monoyan. So teichu b'mokem shehi roitze. Like Rashi. Teichu b'mokem shehi roitze. B'gmori mukimo she'eino ridupo leilech at heino lebeis aviha tami. We're speaking about a certain type of a woman that at heino she didn't go to stay the lebeis aviha tami before yontif. She didn't go heino yidufo leilech at heino lebeis aviha tami. Hilkech misnafkilon v'hai nichilon. So therefore we have a suffix, which one, even though it's the first regal, and the derech ha-nesuus is lo lechet lebeis aviim regal orishen, shach ha-nesuus, but since I see before the yontif she wasn't redufa leilech ad heino lebeis aviya tamid, so mamela that makes a reyes, so it could be she's not like the normal nesuus who the first yontif they go by their fathers. Could be she's different. So if she's different, so maybe she wants to be a money on her husband's kol. Maybe not. Maybe she wants to be on her father's kol. But al kaponim, we are speaking about that she ain't a redu for leilach at ain't a base of the atomic. I mean, till the yontif, she wasn't bothered to go kiseida to her father's house. So the male I have a topic in yontif goof. Let us just skip the rest of the Mishnah because it's complicated. Let's just try to be mevarech this nekuda. Let us go into the Gemara. Beraminu. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Al kaponim, it says in our Mishnah, the regel rishon is a suffix. And we'll see later that the reish of the Mishnah will come later, we'll skip, we'll come back later. Just want to be mevarech one because there's many halachas here. So let us go, that's another sugya, yesh b'reish is another sugya. Let's just go to be mevarech this nekuda, then we'll come back. V'raminu, about kaponim we have here in the Mishnah as follows. In the Mishnah it says that regel horishayim, it's a suffix. In which column she wants to be ammonia. And it would seem, we'll see Klerashulan's quote like that, that the Reish is speaking about, that it's not the regular Rishon, so then Zichon al-Sophic. Then we Zichon assume that she Zichon wants to be ammonia on her husband's coat. The Ramino, like the Gemara left you a kasha. Isha, regular Rishon, Eichelet, Michel Avia. The regular Rishon, Echelus Michel Avia. That's the first regular, the first yomtiv. After the chasene, she's Echelus Michel Avia. Mikan ve'eilach, the second yomtiv, the third yomtiv after the chasene, then Reitza Echelus Michel Avia, Reitza Michel Barlow, then it's a suffix. Then you need a biru to be mevara, which kolben she wants to be ammonia. But al koponim, here the Baraisa says, the regular Rishon is Vadi Shalavia. And afterwards, the Sophic. And our Mishnah says Fakir. Our Mishnah says regular Rishon is a Sophic. And the other regalim, that's Luchay Rabshat and the Reisha, is no Sophic, it's Vadi Shalbay. Zokti Gemore, Loi Kashe. Kan beredufa leilech, kan besheena redufa. Terxiv, O Zayisi ve'einav kemaitse sholayim, אמר רבי יוחנן כחלו שנמצא שלמה בבית חומר רדו פה לילך להגיד שבוחו בבית אבי וסום יפשט ותסמור זאת רשי אוי חלס מישל אביהו מן הסתה the Baraisa says regal Rishon I assume she wants to be a monoi on her father's coat and then the Mishnah says regal Rishon is a sofer And for the Gemara, Masnisen b'she'eino redufa leilech tomid lebeis aviya. The Mishnah is speaking about she's not redufa leilech tomid lebeis aviya. The base by lechovevlo. Hilka, Kol shara regolim, if it's not the first regol, she's not reduf alei lech tome, is vadai shayche bas reg. So memele, she's zicha, wants to be money on her husband's coat. You see, she doesn't want to visit her parents too often. Bilregel horishoin, but the first yontif after the chasne, no, suffix. But before Yontav, we didn't see her also running too much to her parents' house. So regular Rishon is a topic. And if it's after the regular Rishon, sometimes it's man, she be based by law, she's married a longer time. It's not the regular Rishon. So my male, it's bestomme, she's well based by law. Oh, the Bereise that says regular Rishon is Vadai Shalobiyo. And later is a topic of Raisa Beredufa. We're speaking about a Redufa. Hilka. Right? That means, what is Redufa? Rashi says, Redufa Rashi said that she's Helech as Tomit. Redufa Leilech Atena Lebeisa via Tomit. She goes to say that this is before the Reg. Is Hilka regular Rishim Vadai Bosa Rabia. The first place of Shazicha be together with her father by the Savior. It can be Eilech, Sofik. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara as follows. We are speaking there are two types of women. There's a woman that's a Redufa Leleches Lebeis Aviyah. That is the Bereise. So such a woman, the Regal Rishon Shizicha wants, the Regal Rishon Shizicha wants to be a money on her father's kolm. The Regal Sheini after the Chasana, our Mishnah is speaking about a different type of an Isha who's ain't a Redufa Lelecha es Lebeis Aviyah. So by her, the Allah is the first regal is a Sofik, and the second regal is not even a Sofik. Let us see the second Taisa. Kan b'Redufa, kan b'She'ein a-Redufa. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, the whole noshim redufa say. So the Rabbeinu Tam now is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi learned pshat the Gemara. There's different types of noshim. There's noshim which are redufa, there's noshim which ain't redufa. There's different tchunas. The Rabbeinu Tam says there is no such thing. The whole noshim redufa say lahagid beveis aviim to come. The Bebeis Aviyim, the first Yonte, Kshenimtsu, Shleimais, Bebeis Chameyim, that means that what this was the till now they were by their husband, Bebeis Chameyim. And now, they Zichel want to come and inform their parents about Gate Gut, and Baruch Hashem, there's no such thing as Aish and as Aish. No, they all like to come the first yomte to tell them that things are going good after the chasm. So what is pshat? Mora says that the Mishnah is speaking about ein redufa. Rabbeinu Tam says all noshim are redufas. So the Rabbeinu Tam explains as follows: Vahashte muki mas nisen b'she'ein redufa. That what the Mishnah is speaking about, she'ena redufa, keep going, it's speaking about not a different type of a lady, but a different type of a matzah. Keep going. She'beregel horishoin, she'acher chupet. The first yontav after the chupet, the first yontav after the chasna was sukkah. Lo'yholcho lebeis aviyah. She didn't go lebeis aviyah. Why didn't she go? All noshim are redufa saying lahagid beveis aviyah kshimtsu shleimus beveis kameyah. The reason she didn't go, she was a nonna, she couldn't go. But lemaisa the first yontav she didn't go. Hilka, so now it's the second yontav already. Now the second yontav, the motivation to go already cools off already. She's married half a year. So memele, now the matzav is not a matzah that she should be redufa ready. The first yomtiv, she would love to go, but the lemaisa, she didn't go. The second yomtiv already, it's a half a year after the chasna, so she has no motivation to go. ומיירי מתניסן ברגל שני לחופוס. The Mishnah has said רגל ראשון. The regal, the loch of the regal rishon. So regal rishon means regal sheni lechuposa. It is the second yontif after the chasana. The hu rishon lahalicha. But this is a first opportunity to go to her father. She be regal shelefonov loyholcha. The first regal she didn't go. Hilka. Kivon she'eino ridupo, since Abulamais is the second regal, so the second regal you're not such a ridupo, sofiku tishema gamba zeloi seile. Maybe she doesn't want to go already, it's the second regal. But
Al Kaponim, she was able to tell over her parents how good things are going. So Memele, so this regal orishin is not so enticing for her to be dafke with her parents, since Lamaisa she had gone there before, she kva koydem regal gide shvocha beveisavir. Lekach avi sofik af beregal rishon. So we have over here the Mishnah that says, we have a reason. All noshim al redufis. But the Mishnah is speaking about, it's a regular rishon, that the matzev is not a matzev that she should be a redufa, either because it's the regal sheni after the chasna, or because she had an opportunity to visit her parents before the regal ish. The reisha diktoni toichel mishel bailo, the reisha that says toichel mishel bailo, be regal sheni lalichos. The reisha is speaking about a regal sheni, שכבר הויסו בבייס אוויו ברגל של אופונו. She was stuck in the previous yontif. She was already there. She was a yontif with her parents, the first yontif. So memele, so then this taket, there's nothing that Moshe had to go. The first yontif already, she came there and she told them how good things are going. She was there a whole yontif. They got the message. Is the second yontif already? Mistomish, she wants to be a money on her husband's Korban Pesach. That is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is speaking about Matzovim, that's Eina Redufa. The Reish is speaking about Eina Redufa Klau, because the first yontif she was by her parents. And this is the second yontif, she wants to be with her husband. Ubereise beredufe, the bereise that says the first yontif. The bereise that says that the first yontif she zicha with her parents is beregel horishain lechupos. So this is the first yontif after the chasne. Ulalichoso. And this is the first opportunity to go. She was unable to go before. The vada idata b'shal avio, the redufa lahagit shvocha shanim sei shleima. That was the Rabbi Netamet said. Kol noshim redufa sen lahagit beveis avio, shanim sei shleima is beveis chameya. So memele, so the regular rishon, if she did not have an opportunity to go till then, and this is the first yontif, no shaila. So tziche shal avio. Umikan ve'eilech diktoni, that's what it says, and later is a sofik. Einu beregel sheni. So this is speaking about the way the seif of the Mishnah is speaking about. Beregel sheni, v'adayin le'gide shvocho. She was unable to go the first regel, but now it's the second regel. Dozu sofik. Period. So that's how Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. That not there's different types of women, the way Drashi says, Shiradufa Leilach had Heinel Lebeis Abiyatami, before Yontam she went every month to Gedonish, Bechlal she didn't go too often. No, there's no such thing. All Noshim go. But the Mishnah and Baraisa are speaking about Matzovim, which in these Matzovim, either Shizicha won't go, or it's a Sofikim she'll go. And Davke, a regal Rishin, that she didn't have an opportunity to go till now, then she'll Zicha, she's zicher merutze to go to her father and be a money on her father's call. Zog Tosfos weiter. והולכו דקטוני במסניסן, לא דווקא. It doesn't mean that the holcho regal, the Mishnah is schrecklich modne. Holcho regal rishin lasais beveisavir. So the Mishnah is telling us that the first regal, she wants to go and make the korban pesach by her father. Shemu shemayim. She wants to make the korban pesach by her father, and it says it's a suffix who she wants. The tachtoisves holcho zlav davke. Doesn't mean that she said she wants to go. Volgen dus met die landbaf. Die dafke qua gilse dijte, scherijtse bestel, die hadden nog beglauw. We speaking about what this is in the Mishnah, it's a regel sheini, that this is the first regel, she has an opportunity. I don't know where she wants to go. Inami afilu holcho, afilu, she's going to her father, about kovman shloi birro, sofiku, where she wants to, whose common pesach she wants to eat from. Aber Holchalasa is legoris, but Holchalasa is not legoris, because Holchalasa means she went not to make Nedlach, she went to make the Korban Pesach. So Memele, Shazir doesn't make sense. Vigoras, Tzorch Loima, the Lasa is Lavdak. Aber Vahashta now will understand, Tosfos just started off, Emerson by being Cholek and Rashi. Rashi learned Redufa is one type of woman, and then the Neina Redufa is another type of a woman. So Ben Atamat sich gestellt is no such thing, the whole Noshim Redufa saying, and the Mishnah is speaking about certain cases where then they're not Redufas. So Tachtoisves, the way Adra Ben Atam says Pshat, Vahos Vahashta Osi Shapir Ho De Goras Dersiv, Oz ha'yisi ve'enov kemoitzei sholoim v'goras namiv omer Rabbi Yochanan v'maisi raya v'stam kala redufa lahagit shvoch. Now we'll understand the Lashon HaGemor and the Baraisa. Let us just say the Baraisa nochmol. Isha regal orishin oicheles mishal oviyo. There's no suffix. The first yontiv, she wants to be with her father. To be a money on her father's korban pesach. Mikan ve'eilach. And according to Tosfos, this means the second regel, she didn't have an opportunity as yet to come home, is then it's a suffix. Reitze, she has to be mevara. Eichelos Michelle Avia, Reitze, Michelle Baila. The Gemara said this is a stir on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, this is the Gemara said, loy kashe. Kan beredufe leilech, kan b'she'eino redufe. Tachsiv, so now the Gemara brings a raya. That normally, in normal circumstances, a kala is redufa lele. The Mishnah is speaking about a case that it's not redufa, but a normal circumstance, the first yontif is redufa lele. Versiv, where do we see this yisod? The pasuk says, "Oz hayisi ve'enav kemaitzei shalom." Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kechalo shenimtzeis shleima beveis chomeo, redufa leilech lahagit shvocha beveis avio. Now let us see Rashi over here, and then we'll elaborate a little bit more. Kemoitzeis sholeim nischabavti olo, venimtzeisi shleima loy. So sholeim is a loshen shleima. La hagid shvocha heich mikubeles hi beveis chomeho. How she's mikubel, how she's liked beveis chomeho by her husband. In her husband's house. So, understand the drosh a little better. Rashi in Shir HaShirim says pshat and posik as follows. The Pasuk says, Oz ha'yisi ve'enav kemoitzei sholem. So Rashi says, Kekalo ha'nimtzeis shleimo, u'moitzeis sholem beveis bailo. So the Marsha explains in Ksubis that Rashi learned pshat, and Hazal learned pshat, u'moitzeis sholem has two translations. One translation is Shalom is a Loshen Shleimitz. Moitzeis is a Loshen Nimtzeis. Also, Kemoitzeis Shalom means nimtzeis shleima, that means that is her matzav with her husband, nimtzeis shleima, abayla mechaveva, and nischavavti yola, nimtzeis shleima loy, that is her matzav with her husband. Now, mitzeis shalom is another type. Mitzeis is a lashon, she wants to be mefarsim. Mitzi diba huksil. Mitzi shemra. Mitzeis, she wants to be mefarsim shalom, that everything is b'shalom by her. That means if things are going good, eitzel baila, she wants to be mefarsim this to her parents. So that's what Rashi says. V'omar Rav Yochanan, kechala shenimtzeis shleimo beveis chomeo uredufo leilech lahagit shpocha beveis avio. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam had to say what he said. Rabbeinu Tam said, the whole noshim redufis heim, all noshim are redufis, and that's the right kiddushin. In the Baraisa is speaking about a normal tzir. And the Mishnah is speaking about a case that, for some reason, the matzev, she's not redufa lebeis avia.